News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, we got plenty going on today, and as if we didn't have enough going on, we got breaking news. So I am sitting here during the break trying to pull up the stories and see if I can track exactly what it is that Attorney General Merrick Garland thinks he's got going on when it comes to trying to block or basically sue the state of Texas to block any further enactment or application of their new abortion law. By the way, keep in mind, this abortion law was duly passed by the state legislature, signed into law by the governor, and then sent forward under appeal through the entire judicial process all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, which came back last week, I believe it was. When was that, Copper? Was it last week or week before? It's very recent. Last week, I believe it was. Early last week. Anyway, Supreme Court basically said, yep, we affirm the state of Texas's position. Yeah. And it was an unsigned opinion. So here's the deal. This is an unsigned opinion. The Supreme Court majority wrote that while the clinics had raised serious questions regarding the constitutionality, they had not met a burden that would allow the court to block it at this time due to, quote, complex and novel procedural questions. In other words, what they did was they sent it forward. They allowed it to happen at the Supreme Court level, which, by the way, is a huge victory. But the, you know, Chief Justice Roberts, who is just turned out to not be the conservative that everybody had hoped he was. We've known that since Obamacare days. But Supreme Court Justice Chief Justice Roberts apparently said that they were not speaking to the constitutionality. And so Attorney General Merrick Garland, the one that we would not put on the Supreme Court back in the day during the Obama administration, Attorney General Merrick Garland has pledged then to file suit against Texas, claiming that it interferes with a legitimate federal interest. Now, that legitimate federal interest, I don't know. Is it going to wind up being a constitutional grounds? Is it going to wind up being something like some type of burden on interstate commerce, they call it? I am still looking through this and trying to figure out what grounds he claims. Let's see what Fox is saying. Fox has finally got a story up on it. I had to go to CNN, of all places. CNN. Then I had to go to MSN. Holy cow. All right, Fox News. What are you saying, Fox? Fox says, the news comes days after the department was urgently exploring all options. Yes, we know that. Wall Street Journal reported it first. Yes, we know that. Supreme Court ruled last week, 5-4. Yes, we know that. Well, folks, I'm doing the best I can to try and break some news with you. President Biden, of course, slammed it. So here's President Biden, by the way. This is a bizarre twist. President Biden, who is a practicing Catholic, who has always apparently been quote-unquote pro-life, except in certain situations, President Biden actually slammed the Supreme Court decision as an unprecedented assault on a woman's constitutional rights. Constitutional rights. There's no embodiment in the Constitution for the right to take life. It's going to be a complete carve-out if they try to do this. Now, here's something that's happening, though. I will tell you this, just a little while ago, I'm literally listening to a press conference. I know it's hard, but I did. I listened to Nancy Pelosi, and she had a press conference in which she announced that she is taking the Roe v. Wade decision, putting it in statutory form, which means basically creating code, and trying to send that through the House and onto the Senate. In her words, it's the first time we've had a completely pro-choice House. I don't know that that's true, but we'll see. A pro-choice, I know it's not completely, by the way, it's not going to be unanimous, ain't no way. Republicans will stay away from it in droves. And I can't say that this is not a bipartisan thing. I mean, we're going to wind up seeing some Democrats who have nothing to do with it. Yes, there are Democrats who are pro-life. And it's supposedly Joe Biden used to be. But anyway, so she is trying to send that on through, knowing full well she'll have an uphill climb in the Senate. So, you know, if you're literally one of those who, like me and like Copper, loves the idea of preserving life, then we are looking at a situation right now where maybe a case of first impression, where the federal government is suing a state, literally outright, to repeal a law based upon questions of pro-life versus pro-abortion. Let's see what I got here. Chief Justice John Roberts had dissented along with the other court's three liberal justices. Let's just go ahead and call him the fourth liberal justice now. Can we do that? He is the fourth liberal justice, Chief Justice John Roberts. Called it stunning, and I'm not saying. All right, so the bottom line is I do not know the grounds upon which Merrick Garland, the Attorney General for the United States, is filing suit, but we will find out and let you know as the show progresses. All right, more stuff, too, out there on Afghanistan. More stuff out there, too, on what's happening with did you know that the president is having a speech today at 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock Central Time. 4 o'clock Central Time. The president of the United States will stand in front of his teleprompter and will read his notes to tell you what is apparently a six-point plan on how to beat COVID. A six-point plan on how to defeat COVID. Not sure. The world's not sure. What the six-point plan will really do, because every report that I've read said so far it lacks specifics, which means that it's going to be a six-point list of what he considers good ideas. But it does include some additional vaccine mandates. It allegedly is going to include additional points by which they can incentivize businesses to do employer mandates. Some say it's going to include boosters. Others say it's not. And so I'm just telling you, there's more coming. Copper, I see we got a caller. If you'll go ahead and ask Terry to hang on through the break. I know we're headed to break right now. So if Terry wants to hang on, I'll take that call right after we get back from the break. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. It is 2:29. We are breaking news and wearing out the news as we go. Yes, liberals may have parts of the halls of government, but yes, conservatives, we have a voice too, and it's starting to trend. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the otherwise extensive range of our AM-FM capability on WVNN, this is the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, but if you find yourself driving outside the range, which means you're driving out of southern Tennessee or north Alabama, then just go to your phone, click, on your search app and go to www.rightsideradio.org and click listen live, and you'll listen to us wherever you are. Wherever you is, there we is. So listen, Right Side Radio is available to you at all times, and we got listeners all over the world, and I'm loving it. And in fact, we got some new team members coming on. Just talked to somebody this morning, signed up for advertising on the show, be part of the Right Side team, and that's just, it's just so encouraging. And it's an honor to have this platform. I got to tell you, I got the best audience. And I know we got one hanging on the line, Terry from Madison, hung on through the break. Hey, Terry, thanks for hanging on. Appreciate it. And what can I do for you?
Hey, I appreciate you giving out that rightsideradio.org. I didn't know about that.
Absolutely. Yes, man, you can listen to it wherever you is.
Yeah, well, I just had a quick question. If you think the tide is turning towards conservative or to the right, what do we do in the meantime when our rights are being violated? What do you recommend we do when we're having to do mandated vaccines and mandated mask wearing? I thought that was bad to start with, but the mandated vaccines, the damage will be done even if the tide has turned. That our health is in jeopardy.
Yeah, and Terry, so that's a classic example of trying to stem the tide while you're also fighting the uphill battle. So first of all, I'm going to say it ain't going to be easy, and not all of it's going to happen fast. Just because the winds might be blowing in a different direction doesn't mean you don't have some sailing to do. But like for instance, with the COVID vaccine, And I'm not anti-vaccine personally, but I am anti-mandates. And so, first of all, a private employer, you know, a private company, they can mandate. They can tell you what they want to do as a business. And our attorney general has even ruled that, yes, that is true, they can. The option you have, and I hate to say it this way, Terry, but the option you have is if you don't want the shot for whatever, you know, informed reason you've made, you've talked to some people, you've done your research, and you don't want it, your option is to quit that job. And that's truthfully, you still have the freedom of mobility in this nation. It's not like communism that says you will do that job, and that's all the job you can do. So I hate to say it, but that's one thing. And when they begin to see their employees leaving, I think they'll start feeling the heat at that point. And it's a hard row to hoe, but that's one of the things that's going to happen. I know of one ER nurse right now at a hospital that has just said she's just planning on losing her job, but that hospital is already short on staff. So they're going to feel the heat. But Terry, the other things you just got to do is you got to stay in the fight, and we got to keep working that uphill climb. But,
Shot, hey, Terry, because they know they've got four or five years left to retire from the military, or 4 or 5 years left to retire from a government job.
Yeah,
they have no choice.
And that's true. And one of the things that's going to be very interesting, Terry, is if they've got 4 or 5 years, technically in the military, you have a thing called sanctuary. If you get to 18 years and 20 years is when you vest, they're not allowed to get rid of you at the 18-year mark. That's called sanctuary. And I've known guys who literally, you know, had health reasons or whatever else, and they weren't going to stay in, but they hit sanctuary and the military couldn't get rid of them. So it's going to be very interesting to see some of the lawsuits that get filed by people who claim that they're being unjustly compromised by some of these mandates. But, hey, Terry, thanks for the call. Just stay in the fight, and glad you're a right side ruffian and listening online. But, folks, there's lots of things happening, and Terry makes a great point. I think the thing that, you know, when Copper put her name up on the board, she said, what do you do about the things that are trending in the right direction, but the damage is already done? I mean, let's think about that for a second. Well, first of all, did I say it was going to be easy? Did not. Did not say that. Did not. And I'll never forget, too, you know, going through some of the hardest things in my life. And they were, you know, there was light at the end of the tunnel. It wasn't like a complete societal change. But some of the things that I learned at, for instance, Army Ranger School was not to quit. And oh, Lord, did I want to quit. I wanted to quit every day, every single day. And I'll never forget, literally got a moment, just a moment. It wasn't, you didn't get free time at Ranger School. But I got a moment when I could call Charlene. And I just told her I didn't know how much longer I could do this. And I'll never forget, she said, don't you quit. Because if you do, you'll always look back on it. And it's true. And I have said multiple times that I'm a Ranger. I'm an Army Ranger today, in large part because of her. And folks, I'm just saying, stay the course. That was if I had to give a title to that right side way I did in the first half of the hour, it was stay the course. Do not let them abuse you of the notion that you cannot make change, because you can. It doesn't mean you're going to change the world. Just change your little piece of it. I'm not telling you to go out there and fight the Biden administration. I'm telling you, fight that thing that you care about right here in your little piece of the world, right here. Just pick that spot and make that spot an oasis for conservatism. Make that spot an oasis for freedom of speech, or push back on the notion that we're systemically racist, or tell people you want them to start having some fiscal discipline in local government. Just pick your spot and tackle it best you can. And if there's things you don't like, just understand this. You may have to walk away. If you don't like what's happening with your kids in a certain school, you may have to move them. If you don't like the way things are going with your employer mandating certain health behaviors like a shot or a mask, you may have to leave that job. And I hate to say it, but it's true. And you're going to have to face those decisions. And I've faced them multiple times in my life. And I'll never forget, one of the things that Charlene and I learned at a hard place in our life was never put yourself in a position again where you don't have the freedom of maneuver. Freedom of maneuver is huge. And you do have freedom of maneuver. It does not mean, simply because you draw a paycheck from them does not mean you are bound to them forever. And she makes a great point. What about if you're vesting in a retirement? Well, that's part of the prayer. That's part of what you're praying about. I am not being trite. I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm just telling you, this is what you got to do. You got to make those hard calls. Sometimes they're going to be easier, and then sometimes you're going to have to just grit your teeth and bite your tongue and keep on keeping on, because that's the way it works. But folks, we can do this. Now, there's lots of things happening, by the way. Lots of stuff. I mean, I'm looking at the news today, and I'm thinking, where do I start? Not the least of which is what's happening. You know, I talked yesterday about the recall election. And by the way, I was extremely grateful. I had somebody pass on to me that they had never heard or thought about why the recall election in California matters to us. Well, it does. It does a lot. I mean, wow. The more I thought through it and sort of processed the why does it matter piece, I was like, good Lord, I need to mail some money to Larry Elder. Because literally, Larry Elder could be in a position to change the balance of power in the U.S. Senate that does make decisions about us, you and I. Things right now, like the fact that we've got the DOJ is looking at suing Texas over their abortion laws, right? At the same time, Nancy Pelosi is trying to run something through the House and hope the Senate will take it up that would try to make Roe v. Wade embedded into our statutory law. Right now, it's not. Right now, it can be overturned by the courts. But they're trying to get it embedded into the statutory aspects of our law. Codified, if you will. Well, what if we could change the balance of power in the Senate to make it even harder for them to do that kind of thing? Oh, wait a minute. What if we could get Larry Elder elected in California, and then Dianne Feinstein, who is literally believed to be about to retire for health reasons, has to get replaced by the governor? Holy cow. Well, listen, did you see what happened with Larry Elder in the last couple of days? You know what? It's on the news right now. I'm watching it. So Larry Elder, if you're not familiar with him, he's a longtime conservative talk radio host. He's nationally renowned, but he's based in California. I mean, the guy grew up in South Central LA. He grew up in the streets. He's got all the cred you need to show where you can go from to. You can go from here to there in the United States of America. Larry Elder is living proof. He's also a black man, and they hate the fact that he's a conservative black man. And so yesterday, was it yesterday? I believe it was yesterday. A liberal activist put on a gorilla mask and threw eggs at him while he was campaigning and screamed all kinds of foul epithets, and a few others were joining her, and they were slapping at the faces of his security detail and you know, calling him all kinds of vile names. But here's my question. Where's Black Lives Matter now? Because I guarantee you, if that was a Democrat black man and somebody put on a monkey mask and threw eggs at him, the racism screams would spark riots all over the world. They would. But because he's a conservative, oh no, oh no, crickets. In fact, most of the media outlets won't even report it. I'm looking where I saw it on Twitter a while ago. Let me go back to Twitter real quick. Yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah, okay. Benny Johnson, who works for Newsmax, he tweeted out a picture, and there's Larry Elder. He's walking down the street with some of his campaign organizers and his security detail because he has to have security. And there's this woman, this screaming lib, wearing a monkey mask right behind him with her arm out throwing an egg at Larry. Just missed him. And he's asking the question, why was this image not on the cover of every single newspaper today? I'll tell you why, because he's a conservative. But he's standing up. I have never seen anybody more resolute and under fire who is standing up. And right now, we got a chance of seeing it happen. We got a chance of seeing it happen. And if Larry Elder can push back Gavin Newsom in California, then it can be done anywhere. And I mean that. It could be done anywhere at that point. But folks, you need to be praying for him. That man's got an uphill climb because the Democrats are entrenched in the political system, and they've got election laws out there that are some of the weakest in the nation. And they've got ballot harvesting, and they've got mail-in ballots. And we've already found, you know, there was one, they found a car with all kinds of drug paraphernalia and a box full of absentee ballots in it just recently. Stuff like that's happening. But right now, the polls are showing that Larry Elder's got Gavin Newsom worried. Worried. But the vote has to go in a certain way to get him all the way to the point of a recall. But if he does, it's going to be a game changer in a variety of ways for you and I, even right here in Alabama. Because if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. All right, folks, we're moving towards a short break. When we come back, I'm going to play you a clip. What did Candace Owens have to say about the attack on Larry Elder? Yeah, you might want to hear this. It's pretty interesting. She's always pretty sharp anyway. Phil Williams, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, and the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Folks, I'm going to tell you real quickly before we go on about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. I have to talk about them because they're friends of mine, and the ads that we're playing, I'm not sure it does it all justice. Let me just tell you, I go out there personally all the time. Love that place. Otter Creek Farm is an oasis in North Alabama. You ought to check out their website. It's called OtterCreekFarmstead.com on the web. But you'll find out real quickly when you look at the beautiful grounds and the amazing facilities and the fact that you can go hunting quail and pheasant there, and you can also have a wedding there, and you can, you know, have amazing gourmet meals there with their professional chefs. Anyway, what I'm saying is when you look at OtterCreekFarmstead.com, you'll find out real quickly why it's so good that Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed there recently. Kind of on the QT, but yeah, he did. Otter Creek Farm, you check them out, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, so right before the break, I was talking about the fact that that Larry Elder, a conservative talk radio host in California, has got Governor Gavin Newsom, the most liberal governor in the nation, on the run right now. Literally on the run. And folks are saying, you know what? If he turns this election, this could have sweeping effects across the nation. It could have sweeping effects here. And then the way you can tell liberals are freaking out is when stuff happens like what happened yesterday. And I'm looking at the picture right now of this white woman. By the way, she was white. This white liberal woman wearing a monkey mask, throwing eggs at a black man who's running for governor, and nobody on the left wants to talk about it at all, apparently. Why does that matter to us? Well, it matters because you've got things like Black Lives Matter being lauded in cities here in the Alabama, right? You've got Black Lives Matter Plaza on the mall, not the mall, but on the streets in Washington, D.C. Yes. And yet they're not saying a thing about what's happened. Because you know what? To them, black lives don't matter as much as liberal black lives. That's what they want. The fact that Larry Elder is a conservative means they won't speak up in his defense whatsoever. Well, I tell you what, Copper, you got clip six ready? If you're ready, let's go ahead and play clip six. Candace Owens talking about the exact same thing. Go ahead.
Woman wearing a monkey mask threw an egg at a black Democratic candidate. This would be wall-to-wall coverage. And actually, this might actually constitute a hate crime in Los Angeles. We need to find out exactly who this woman is. She needs to be arrested, and charges need to be brought, because this is absolutely criminal and disgusting, and it might be racist. I'm unsure why she was wearing the monkey mask. I have no idea why she was wearing it, but I'd like to see more information about that.
Right. Very interesting. They also call.
There you go. It looking at what's called a hate crime in different parts, including the Los Angeles. I mean, Los Angeles, by the way, the LA Times recently branded Larry Elder as what they called the black face of white supremacy. What? Does that even make sense? I mean, it's unreal to me. The amount that he's having to go through. But I hope also, too, here's a piece that also needs to be taken into account by us here in Alabama, is the inspiration that I take from watching someone be willing to take the hard stand, because he is, because he has to have a security detail while he campaigns, because people put on monkey masks and throw eggs at him, because people make up things about his life. And the things that are happening right now in Alabama, like, did you know that Black Lives Matter just recently called for the unionization of the Amazon plant, where they already voted down the union once? Did you know that? That's Alabama. So the same organization that is being touted as viable and dynamic and named streets after them and all that, they don't care about the fact that a black man has had eggs thrown at him by a white woman wearing a monkey mask because he's a conservative. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, local governments need to stop paying attention to what organizations like Black Lives Matter have to say if they're not going to treat things unilaterally across the board, equally across the board. That's where we're at. Well, folks, there's more of that to come, but I'm just telling you right now, the fact that Larry Elder is standing up should give every single one of you the momentum to do something in your community, your little sphere of influence. I don't care how big or how small your sphere of influence is, you can do something. If Larry Elder can walk with a security detail through the streets of L.A. and have eggs thrown at him, then by God, we can go to a school meeting and speak up. We can have a PTA meeting and speak up. We can call our state legislator and ask questions. We can run for office ourselves. That's just it, man. That's what it takes. And it's going to be hard sometimes. But, oh, that's the only way it changes, and it's worth it. All right, folks. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Coming back with one of my favorite things right after this, Copper's Corner. All right, we're going to hear Copper talking about things from her perspective. I think you're going to like it. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.